I turn these words over and over and over again. I've asked myself, are you ready to hear this again? I see you pushing and pulling and twisting and turning, trying to feed in. It's like no matter how old we get, we're always trying to fit in. All these things you clutter and collect, they look good, but they consume your mind, take all your time, that's no good. You break one thing, replace two things, and never personality. I'd rather trust and know that I am free than in the things that break and try to take a hold of me. I'd rather know that my security is not in what I can do for you, or what you can do for me, or what I can give to you, or what you can give to me, or if your hope is only in the things you can taste or see, or what I can say to you, or what you can say to me, or how people talk and say that my vision is blurry. So many things, they take my time, but they're not worth the dime. If they take my money and dignity all of me, I don't wanna make the world my guide, give up everything for nothing, nothing. I don't care who you think you are, everything you have will follow. I don't wanna make the world my guide, fall apart.
You just heard Joy Ike with Everything You Have. For more information, log on to joyike.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with a really cool band called Kiven, and we are going to be speaking a little bit about everything, a little bit about their EP, and it's going to be a really great time, so stick around for that. How about we hear another song? How about Almost Classy with I'm That Man? For more information, log on to almostclassymusic.com.
just moved to town. We would have spoken, but lonely and broken, often she wasn't around. Nobody told her, they didn't say a word. Nobody told her, they didn't say a word. He moved from Memphis, holding the rest of the heart that had beat in her chest. Sullen and lonely, but suddenly spoken to by the only little bit of hope he left. But nobody told him, nobody told him, they didn't say a word.
Hey!
Nobody told him, nobody told him, they didn't say a word. Everybody saw it. Oh boy, it makes me mad. They all knew but didn't tell me that I'm that man. Nobody told him, they didn't say a word.
Hey!
Nobody told him, they didn't say a word. Not understanding, always demanding, that's what they say of me. Painful, boring, and user story. That all changed drastically. Nobody told him, they didn't say a word.
Hey!
Nobody told him, they didn't say a word. Everybody saw it. Oh boy, it makes me mad. They all knew but didn't tell me that I'm that mad.
Tyler from Keevan, and you guys are about to check out Hope and Smoke with Turtle on Enter the Shell.
Playing
was Hope and Smoke by Keevan. And with me on the line is the band. What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What up?
So we gave that song out. The Enter the Shell just went kind of bonkers. We got tons of downloads, and we got a few comments saying how much they really like the song. So thanks for that, guys. You made me look kind of cool.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for featuring the song.
Yeah, I went to your guys' website, KeevanMusic.com, and first and foremost, I really like that website. It's very simple. Tell me about the design of that website.
Yeah, you know, what's actually kind of funny is we actually, we used to have a full website, but for one reason or another, it was hacked, so I actually had to put up a new splash page, but we've kind of grown akin to it. It's just, it's a picture of us in our rehearsal studio, and then it has kind of everything you would need to interact with on a get-to-know-us basis right off the bat quickly, you know?
I know you guys also are in the studio. Is that the same studio that you guys are sending Instagrams with?
So that's actually, we have a lockout rehearsal space that we go to every day, and that's the picture of us. You know, that's where we write, and that's where we rehearse. And then we'll actually book a day, and we just go in there and knock out as many songs as we can per day.
Right. I saw the photo of all that, and it really looks like a big space for the studio that you are using. Are you guys used to using big spaces, or is this the first time for that?
It's the same studio we've actually been using since we formed as a band years ago, with the same engineer. It's a place that we feel has become sort of a secondary home, and it's a space we're very comfortable with, and the live room is fantastic. So we, you know, we're able to track the drums live, you know, all together in the same room, which really gives us sort of that live raw feeling to our records.
Yeah, we've been extremely lucky. I met Alex, the house engineer at Sonic Wire down in Irvine, where we record, when I was in high school. And he, you know, was actually a fan of the music, so he's been able to kind of hook it up a little bit and let us go down there and record. Actually, every EP we've done as Keevan, so it's been fun to actually go do the full length down there with him.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna hear more of your EP that's out now. This is from the 1840 EP, and we are gonna hear the song "The Blur." And we're gonna have more with my guests right here on the playlist.
The ups and the downs on my own, I doubted you. So bury the cold with the burn, let the blur ensue. In silence, don't move. Any sound, any fragile room. Looking down from above, I knew a burning below, buried deep, hiding from the truth.
And you are back on the playlist, and still with me is the band Keevan. Guys, do a lot of people mispronounce your name? I think I mispronounced it earlier.
Oh yeah, we get Kevin, Kevin, and the last thing is that people get is Keevan, but we go with Keevan.
Well, what does that mean?
The name actually doesn't really mean anything, which is kind of why we like it. So for the meaning we can associate with it. It's kind of a quirky story. It was our old drummer's name. Our neighbor's name was Kevin, and he actually prohibited him from practicing because he was a little, I mean, no one wants to live next to a drummer, but this guy was a little bonkers, so he couldn't really practice at all. So you know how band names work. We were just trying to think of something, and that ended up kind of sticking.
Let's just hope more and more people know your name even more, so that way, you know, you guys blow up the webosphere.
Yeah, totally.
I saw the video, and which, by the way, let me just say this. Right now, you guys are in a car, right?
Yeah.
It's excellent. Like, it's really doing a good job of, like, blocking off, like, any sort of surrounding sound. So what kind of car are you guys in?
We're actually parked, but we're in Tyler's baby. Yeah, my Toyota RAV. It's the car most rock stars, if you will, drive.
It has your official endorsement. I love it.
Yeah, there's a Toyota play.
I saw that you guys went to see local natives a couple days ago. How was that?
Yeah, that was really cool. I went last night. I actually followed them when they were at Cavilla Rest back in high school. They're from the same area. And so, and I liked them then. It's just been such an awesome, like, progression to see their new album, and It was an awesome time. It was great.
Taking from that, are you taking any plays out of the local natives playbook? Because you've seen them progress to where they're at, you know, now. And I'm just wondering if how that has influenced your decision making with the band.
I think, musically speaking, you know, there's a bunch of different bands that we're very inspired by. They're one of them from a musical perspective. As far as, like, creating a life out of doing it, you know, I think we're all just sort of trying to do the best that we can by doing something unique and blazing our own trail and our own path, you know, and that's really the best way to do it. So, you know, there are parts of people that are inspiring to us, musically speaking, but as far as what we're doing, the decisions we're making and while we're making them, that comes really from us.
Lastly, do you know Johnny from Echo Rev?
Yeah, he's my neighbor. This is Danny. He's my neighbor up in Northern California. We actually didn't grow up together, but I recently moved up to where he was living, and then we ran into him. Like, I knew his name and his face, and we were actually in line getting our badges for CMJ this past October, and he said his name and his band, and I just kind of tap him on the shoulder. I was like, we kind of know each other, but we don't. We live right next to each other back home. And he's like, holy crap, no way. And so we've been in contact since then. How do you know Johnny?
I interviewed Johnny on Enter the Shell. He came into my studio, and him and his drummer, his name eludes me right now, but both of those guys came in, Echo Rev came in and performed, and I'll put a link so you can watch the webisode on Enter the Shell, and they're amazing. I saw them again when they performed at Los Globos. I don't know if you were there for that. That was a while ago.
We actually didn't hook up with them before they left L.A. The first time. I know Johnny's back in town for a little while now, but they're not flying here anytime soon. So we look forward to hopefully being able to catch them maybe on our next stint in New York or something like that. That's crazy. That's small world.
Oh, I know. I love it. I would love maybe had to go to a concert where both of you guys played. That would just, I would be really all smiles after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we can link up with them one day. They're moving out to New York now, I believe, so you never know what's going
to
happen.
Hopefully he listens to the show, because I know he's a fan of mine, and he likes listening to some of my shows. So, Johnny, if you're listening, hook up with the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Let me give out your guys' website again, KeevanMusic.com. And check out the guys. I know you guys are going to be performing out in Santa Monica on a Wednesday. I might be able to catch that, so I'm going to try to make it out to see you guys perform.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. It's on the February 13th, and we're kind of slating it as our official EP release. So we'll be playing everything from 1840, but also some of the songs coming up on our new full-length.
Ooh, so we get a sneak peek.
Yeah, a little preview.
Okay, cool. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show, and we leave you now with Forward.
Forward, I'm forward.
to leave you now with a small excerpt from an Enter the Shell show where I was interviewing the Falling Stars, and I'll put the link on the show notes so you can listen to that if this intrigues you. But I found this really intriguing. We were talking about friends, and you know, sometimes you want to pass them along a music, especially if your friend is, you know, can make some moves or can really help you out. And it's kind of like figuring out how to do it or not doing it at all. So I thought it was a really cool interview that I did with the Fallen Stars as they played Damn. So here's a cut from that while we were recording live at NoHo 2 Studio. For more information on the band, log on to thefallenstars.com.
It's legwork.
Right? Do you know more people than just him? Or?
I know a couple people.
Okay. And you're not...
I know at least three people.
Yeah. And you're not the type that's like always like, you know, hey, you should play my music, right?
No. Or,
you're more of the type.
You don't do that.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
it's like you're friends with that person just to be friends.
And there's, when you're friends with people that do other things as well, if they ask for something, you give it to them. They know what you're doing, but there seems to always be that other friend that you have. They're like, hey, you know so and so, give him my CD, and you're like, dude, no, I'm not gonna go pushing. You know, I don't push my stuff on other people. Why am I gonna push yours? You know, and it's like you don't want to be not unhelpful, but you actually have to be respectful of the people that you're pushing it towards.
Do you think that you've come far through winds so hard? And you is ungrateful as you appear. I wish and I wasn't here. Well, one day soon that dam is gonna break. It'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Yeah, one day soon that dam is gonna break. It'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Below you, or does it own you? And you is disgruntled as you appear. I wish and I wasn't. That dam is gonna break. It'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Yeah, one day soon that dam is gonna break. It'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Damn thing
could happen to you. Yes, that's the best damn thing could happen.